Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Inner Work of Relationships by Anne Carland is a self-help and therapy-oriented workbook for people examining the emotional patterns that shape intimate relationships. Oft-positioned for both couples and individuals, it combines guided self-reflection, journaling prompts, and practical exercises intended to support conflict resolution, emotional healing, and the restoration of trust and closeness. The available description presents the book as grounded in principles associated with emotionally focused therapy, while also drawing on psychodynamic thinking, cognitive behavioral tools, and internal family systems concepts. Its purpose is not to diagnose relationship problems from a distance, but to help readers notice their triggers, communication habits, boundaries, and unmet emotional needs with greater precision. The workbook format is central. Rather than offering only advice, it asks readers to participate through reflection, breathing practices, forgiveness exercises, and structured inquiry. This makes it suitable as a standalone self-guided resource or a companion to individual or couples therapy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, relationships are treated as mirrors for unresolved emotional wounds. A central idea in the inner work of relationships is that conflict often reveals more than a surface disagreement. The workbook frames relationships as mirrors that expose fear, shame, unmet needs, defensive habits, and old emotional injuries. This is significant because it moves the reader away from a narrow focus on who is right and toward a broader inquiry into why certain exchanges become charged. In this approach, a partner may trigger pain, but the deeper work involves identifying the vulnerable place that was touched. The book therefore treats intimacy as a setting where personal history becomes visible, not merely as a source of comfort or frustration. This perspective can be useful for couples stuck in repetitive arguments because it redirects attention from blame to pattern recognition. It is also relevant for individuals working alone, since the workbook suggests that relational healing can begin even when a partner is not participating. The practical implication is that self-awareness becomes a relationship skill. By understanding emotional reactions as signals rather than final truths, readers can respond with more choice, less defensiveness, and a clearer sense of what needs repair. Secondly, the workbook format turns relationship insight into active self-reflection. The book is designed less as a conventional advice manual and more as a structured reflective tool. Its use of journaling prompts, theme chapters, and exercises gives readers a way to slow down and examine experiences that are often handled reactively. Topics such as trust, boundaries, communication, intimacy, and forgiveness are not presented only as abstract ideals. They become areas for written inquiry and personal observation. This format matters because many relationship problems persist when people understand an issue intellectually but cannot apply that understanding during emotional stress. A workbook encourages repeated engagement, which can make subtle patterns easier to identify over time. The inclusion of practices such as breathing, letting go, forgiveness reflection, and daily self-inquiry suggests an emphasis on regulation as well as insight. The flexible structure also allows readers to use the material according to their immediate needs, rather than following a rigid therapeutic sequence. For couples, the exercises can create a shared language for difficult conversations. For individuals, they can provide a private space to clarify feelings before engaging with a partner or therapist. Thirdly, emotionally focused principles shape the emphasis on attachment and safety. The book is described as drawing on emotionally focused therapy, a relationship therapy model commonly associated with attachment needs, emotional responsiveness, and the repair of disconnection. Within the workbook, this influence appears in the attention given to restoring closeness, creating emotional safety, and understanding the feelings beneath conflict. Instead of treating arguments as isolated communication failures, the approach implies that many conflicts are driven by fears of rejection, abandonment, invisibility, or emotional unavailability. This distinction is important because techniques for better wording may not be enough if the underlying attachment alarm remains active. The workbook, therefore, encourages readers to identify the softer emotions below anger or withdrawal and to express needs in ways that reduce escalation. Its communication focus is not simply about speaking politely. It is about helping partners become more reachable and responsive. This makes the book especially relevant for couples who alternate between confrontation and silence. By combining emotional naming with practical exercises, it attempts to bridge the gap between therapeutic concepts and everyday conversations, where repair depends on timing, vulnerability, and the ability to listen without immediate defense. Fourthly, accountability, boundaries, and forgiveness are presented as linked processes. The workbook connects several relationship themes that are often treated separately: taking responsibility, setting boundaries, and practicing forgiveness. Its emphasis on accountability does not appear to mean accepting blame for everything that happens in a relationship. Rather, it asks readers to examine their own emotional triggers, habits, and contributions without using self-reflection as self-punishment. This distinction is important because real repair requires both honesty and protection. Boundaries help clarify what is acceptable, what needs to change, and where one person ends and another begins. Forgiveness, in this framework, is not a quick emotional shortcut or a demand to ignore harm. It is better understood as part of a longer process of releasing repetitive resentment while still recognizing the need for safety and change. The book's practical value lies in showing that these elements support one another. Accountability without boundaries can become over-responsibility. Boundaries without reflection can become rigidity. Forgiveness without emotional clarity can become avoidance. By placing these themes together, the workbook encourages a more balanced form of healing in which compassion, self-respect, and relational repair are held in tension. Lastly, its integrative style makes therapy concepts accessible, but not a substitute for therapy. Anne Carlin presents the workbook as informed by several therapeutic traditions, including psychodynamic therapy, cognitive behavioral tools, internal family systems concepts, and emotionally focused therapy. This integrative style is one of the book's defining features. Psychodynamic language supports attention to inner history and unconscious patterns. Cognitive behavioral tools can help readers notice thoughts and behaviors that intensify conflict. Internal family systems concepts are relevant to the idea that different inner parts may carry fear, anger, protection, or vulnerability. The advantage of this mixture is accessibility. Readers do not need to commit to one clinical model in order to benefit from reflective exercises. At the same time, the format has natural limits. A workbook cannot provide the responsiveness, assessment, or safety planning that a trained therapist can offer, especially in cases involving abuse, coercion, severe trauma, or mental health crisis. Its strongest use is as a guided companion for self-awareness, communication practice, and emotional regulation. The book stands out by translating therapy-adjacent ideas into exercises, but it should be understood as educational and reflective rather than as a replacement for professional care when deeper intervention is needed. In conclusion, The Inner Work of Relationships is best suited for readers who want a structured way to examine emotional patterns rather than a quick set of relationship tips. Couples may find it useful when they want to rebuild closeness, improve communication, or interrupt cycles of conflict and silence. Individuals may benefit from it if they are trying to understand why certain relational situations trigger fear, defensiveness, withdrawal, or resentment. It can also serve as a companion resource for therapy, giving clients language and exercises to continue reflection between sessions. Its practical benefit lies in combining emotional insight with guided action. Readers are asked not only to think about trust, boundaries, intimacy, and forgiveness, but to write, reflect, regulate, and practice. Intellectually, the book stands out for presenting relationships as a site of inner work, where personal wounds and attachment needs become visible through interaction. Now, compared with many communication-focused relationship books, its differentiating feature is the blend of self-reflection journal, couples workbook, and therapy-informed framework. It does not appear to promise a universal cure for relationship distress, which is important. Its realistic value is in helping motivated readers develop accountability, emotional clarity, and a more conscious approach to relational repair. If you would like to support Anne Carlin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.